Now turn to part four. Questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part four. You will hear a podcast interview with a man called Alfie, who works as a journalist on a newspaper.
Our guest today is Alfie Jones, who's a journalist. How did you get the job, Alfie?
I thought I'd become a librarian after finishing university, but at university, I did some part-time work serving customers in a department store, and the boss asked me to write some articles about the business. I enjoyed it and decided to apply for the job I do now, on a local newspaper reporting on businesses in the region.
What do you like best about your job?
Surprisingly, it's not writing the actual reports. Sometimes it's really difficult to get the facts I need for a story, but I feel incredibly satisfied when I do. I'm sociable, so I do quite like talking to a wide range of people, but that's not the main attraction.
Is the job of a journalist changing?
In some ways. My colleagues are all older than I am, and they tell me the office is different from 20 years ago. There are the same number of employees, but in the past, on most days, half of them would be outside the office. That's very rare nowadays. However, it's just as stressful as always. You have to work quickly to meet deadlines.
How do you feel about being the youngest member of staff?
When I got the job, I'd expected there to be lots of staff my age at the office, but it didn't bother me when I found there weren't any. Someone has to be the youngest, and no one should feel bad having the chance to learn from more experienced people. It's amazing. But people sometimes ask me things, like how to use new technologies.
So if someone wants to be a journalist, what should this person do?
Well, some people say the most important thing is to be confident and put lots of stuff online. That's what everyone does these days, and it won't make you different. Instead, you need to be curious and look at what's written about in the news. So when you come to apply to newspapers or other media, you'll be able to show how much you know.
What are your plans for the future?
If possible, I'd like to work as a radio journalist. I think I'd have more freedom and be able to choose my own stories. It's not that I want to change direction and move into something like international news. I'm happy writing about business, and I think I'm good at it.
Brilliant. Many thanks, Alfie.
Now listen again.
Our guest today is Alfie Jones, who's a journalist. How did you get the job, Alfie?
I thought I'd become a librarian after finishing university. But at university, I did some part-time work serving customers in a department store, and the boss asked me to write some articles about the business. I enjoyed it and decided to apply for the job I do now, on a local newspaper reporting on businesses in the region.
What do you like best about your job?
Surprisingly, it's not writing the actual reports. Sometimes it's really difficult to get the facts I need for a story, but I feel incredibly satisfied when I do. I'm sociable, so I do quite like talking to a wide range of people. But that's not the main attraction.
Is the job of a journalist changing?
In some ways. My colleagues are all older than I am, and they tell me the office is different from 20 years ago. There are the same number of employees, but in the past, on most days, half of them would be outside the office. That's very rare nowadays. However, it's just as stressful as always. You have to work quickly to meet deadlines.
How do you feel about being the youngest member of staff?
When I got the job, I'd expected there to be lots of staff my age at the office, but it didn't bother me when I found there weren't any. Someone has to be the youngest, and no one should feel bad having the chance to learn from more experienced people. It's amazing. But people sometimes ask me things, like how to use new technologies.
So if someone wants to be a journalist, what should this person do?
Well, some people say the most important thing is to be confident and put lots of stuff online. That's what everyone does these days, and it won't make you different. Instead, you need to be curious and look at what's written about in the news. So when you come to apply to newspapers or other media, you'll be able to show how much you know.
What are your plans for the future?
If possible, I'd like to work as a radio journalist. I think I'd have more freedom and be able to choose my own stories. It's not that I want to change direction and move into something like international news. I'm happy writing about business, and I think I'm good at it.
Brilliant. Many thanks, Alfie.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.